USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Justice not served. That's what the Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says after prosecutors dropped all charges against actor Jussie Smollett, after Smollett had initially been charged with falsely reporting he'd been the victim of a hate crime.
They wanted their day in court with TV cameras so America could know the truth. You know, they chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
Few details known about why the charges were dropped, as all records in the case have been sealed. President Trump thanks House Republicans for sticking together when it comes to the border after the House yesterday failed to overturn his veto of a measure blocking his declaration of a national emergency at the border with Mexico. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals giving the green light for the Trump administration's ban on transgender troops to take effect. The court saying yesterday it was officially dissolving a lower court injunction against the ban that's now set to take effect on April 12th. The ban imposes restrictions on military service for those diagnosed with gender dysphoria. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are still reacting to the findings in the summarized Russia probe report.
Republicans in the House are criticizing Democrats over the Robert Mueller investigation. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says some Democrats should have something to say to the president.
I think he's owed an apology from every individual that stood there and said they had proof. If they said they knew of collusion, if they said and went on the American public and misled that took us down this path.
Minority Whip Steve Scalise says to Democrats, enough is enough. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
More now on the case involving actor Jussie Smollett. A state lawmaker in Illinois now says he wants to file legislation to ban any production that employs that actor from receiving a state film credit. Cook County prosecutors yesterday having dropped charges against Smollett, who had been accused of staging a hate crime attack against himself in Chicago back in late January. A second guidance counselor at a Catholic high school in Indianapolis losing her job over her sexual orientation. Officials telling Lynn Starkey they won't renew her contract for the 2019-2020 school year because she's in a same-sex marriage. The governor joining the call to terminate what many folks consider a problem all across the nation, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is among the protesters gathering in front of the Supreme Court calling for an end to gerrymandering. Schwarzenegger was among those who spoke at the Fairmap rally, which coincided with the Supreme Court hearing a redistricting case in North Carolina and Maryland.
Not in my wildest dreams did I think about 50 years ago when I came to this great country as an immigrant that one day I would be standing in front of the Supreme Court of the United States and fight gerrymandering.
We have a newly designed website that you can check out at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.